The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
Today's show is being brought to you by Wacko's Department Stores. Yes, friends, shopping at Wacko's is easy because we ain't got shelves. That's right. We just pile everything on the floor and you pick out what you want. No need to read signs and walk up and down aisles. Just plow through the merchandise and take what you
Carol
want.
Carol likes fruit bomb because he gives her the tools to reach new customers.
Bring a shovel, take a whole bunch of stuff at once, you know. And remember, we're not insured, so you shop at your own risk. Remember our slogan, whatever you want in a stacko is at Wacko.
The pellet with the poisons in the vessel with the pestle, the chalice with the palace has the brew that is true.
Hey, cool. This is Cameron. He's our 10-year-old and he has a unique talent of talking backwards. All right, Cam, I'm just going to throw some phrases at you. How about... I went outside to play my bike today.
I doot, kib, yam no ilp oot, just wa, nil ya.
I went outside on my bike today.
Okay, play it forward first so we can hear you, how you actually said it.
It proves that he's saying the sentence backwards though.
I doot, kib, yam no ilp oot, just wa, nil ya.
And backwards?
I went outside on my bike.
Okay, I'm going to Canada for my summer holidays.
Zidalo, Ramos, Yamro, Odanak, Ut, Naog, Maya.
Okay, play it forwards first.
Zidalo, Ramos, Yamro, Odanak, Ut, Naog, Maya.
I am going to Canada for my summer holidays.
Cool. Anyone else got a sentence? Leave? No? How about... I fell off my bed and landed on my head.
De yam no did now dna. De yam fo lef ya.
I fell off my bed and landed on my head.
And how does that sound forward?
De yam no did now dna. De yam fo lef ya.
And back.
I fell off my head and
landed
on my head.
Okay, how about counting from 1 to 20 or 0 to 20?
Hit milk, hit yen, hit a, hit nevis, hit skis, hit fifth, hit roof, hit red, flout, nevilla, net, yen, tay, nevis, skis, ya, roof, earf, oot, no, oris.
Let's hear it back. Okay, let's just play it back. Well done. Okay, let's think for another one. I'm really enjoying my Easter holidays.
Say the law, Rutsi, Yan, the Yoshne, Lear, Ya.
I'm really enjoying my Easter holidays.
What about I have to check my chocolate brownies in the oven?
I have to check my chocolate brownies in the oven. Yam,
ketch, utvaya. The pellet with the poisons in the vessel with the pestle, the chalice with the palace has the brew that is true.
Thank you. Wake up, it's night, and it's giantific what's happening right here. We're chronicling and fluiding the stuff. You Webbers, all you Webbers and neo-postmodernists, welcome. I am the godfather of internet radio, the bard of broadcasting, and it's giantific that you are here on this Y2K plus 18. Oh, we got names for you. Stay with us for 2 hours or so, you know, around there. Cap to Ice Cap from Cap, from Hamlet to City, from Othello and into every bordello. You know, 50 years in the fish business and you still don't know how to swim. That's what they used to say when, and you didn't do something correctly. And you should know it. It was tough growing up. And it still is tough growing up for you people who are still growing up. And that's why we are here again, live. And unless you're listening on one of the various alternative broadcasting stations, that is not the streaming at darkness of Thursday, Eastern Standard Time. That's when the stream goes on there. But welcome and wake up. It is night. It is me, Frank Atolo, the man whose name adorns the title of the show. Go get your beverages of choice. Beverages of choice. Replenish your precious bodily fluids as we go through as long as we want to go. Things have changed over the years. We were once completely married to the two-hour thing, and there were lots of reasons for that. There were shows on before us and shows on after us. Some things have changed for the better and not for the better. But with no one following me, well, you know, on the live stream, okay? On the other shows, when they get the shows and put them on other stations, as you can see on the goodtotalchronicles.blogspot.com, the other stations and various places where they play this as part of their schedule broadcast. It's not fair to them because I say like it's a 2 hour show and they say, well, there's 2 hours and then there is somebody on. There's some show on, some broadcast on, whatever they do after me. But you know what's tough? You get it for nothing. What do you want, right? It's like, you know, that's it. That's what goes on. It's been going on here for like decades, literally decades. But we are here and I'm here without sans, shall we say sans? Yeah, I don't know the origin of that. Sans guests. I'm here in the October darkness. Soon they'll be doing that thing with the clocks. And it will be darker even earlier. The days will be shorter. And the nights so long. But this, what a big difference. I was telling my friend Phil Hong over there at SRN, New York, that there was shows this year during the summer we had to cancel because it was just too hot down here. Impossible for anyone. Doesn't have to do with my age. It had to do with the fact that it's dangerous in that kind of heat to sit here in a secluded area. And the air is humid and it's tough to do this. But, and here, I mean, snap, crackle, and pop. How long was that? And here I am with double the pants. It's extremes. It's all extremes. Unfortunately, that's my life. My life has been extremes, but you don't know about my life and I haven't let you in on it over all these years. So I'm not going to do that now. What we are going to do on this particular show. First, I'll tell you some other stuff here too, because we were not live last week. Oh boy. Now if you play this show out of order, like there's an order? I don't know. Is there an order? But I'm here now, and I want to tell you that some things are going to happen still. Now, I know I've said that. You know, here's a funny story, if not funny, stupid, if not stupid, meaningless. And that is the first or second year of this show, I had some notes on a great idea to talk for 2 hours, a show that I would do on, and I'm trying to remember. Here's the point. Point is, I kept saying, I'm going to do this show about, I mean, I'm opening up this giant folder I've had here for like, I don't know how many years. And somewhere in the back of this folder are the notes for that show. Let's see. It would be fun if I could actually find it and tell you. Look at that. Look at all this stuff. I'm looking at it backwards. We've got to go through this one of these days and talk about things that were here. Because, wow, this stuff goes way back. Imagine that. And I was just saying, you're going, what, only one folder for 20 years? Harmony, we've done that show. We've done this show. We've done this show. We've done that show. That was a good show. I don't know where to find these shows, though, if we want to play repeats. No, that's not it either. It had to do with, in the movies where, you know, you watch something, time is different in the movies, time, space, size, all different in movies. Forgot now. No, that's not it either. And it has to do with, look at this. Here's the acting diction lesson. Here's something I never did. I don't even want to do that. Throw that away. Ever. Here's a piece of fraud. Boy, you know, it's got to be in here at me because where would it be? Well, I guess I'm just wasting time looking for this thing. It had to do with, now I've forgotten the expression. I didn't expect to say, talk about it. But anyway, there was this topic. And I kept saying, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. It'll come to me, you know, the topic will come to me once I don't think about it anymore. I'm going to pop out like that, like a squirrel in a palm tree. So I said squirrel, I should have meant, and that's not even the phrase. The phrase is rat, like a rat in a palm tree. But I never did this show. I don't know, maybe that's what it has to do with putting off something. You know, when I got into journalism as a living, when I got into journalism as a living, so I was a professional journalist, I had a great editor, has since passed, great guy, who wrote the introduction of my first book. Like, you know, right? I'm not even going to mention his name. Here's the point. The point is, he said to me, I had the pieces I was saving, you know, to put in a magazine and this, that. And he goes, don't save anything. Don't save it. Use it. And he was so correct about that particular theory of material because things get pushed back. You push things back, you shuffle stuff, other stuff comes up, things get timely, things get stale. And so, and I swear to you, it's been years. I mean years. It's been a decade. I have never done this show. That show. The show that had to do with, I just had it. See? It's something we do when we watch movies. And time and space and whatever it is, you know, size and whatever. Anyway. Oh, suspended belief. There you go. See? I didn't think of it. I was going to do this show on suspended belief and I still may do it. I keep saying that, right? As time goes by. And I never did it. I never did an hour on it. I did 2 hours. I never did it. So, you know, what are you going to do? That's it. And if I ever find the notes, I may do it. I may not do it. I may never do it, but there you go. So I'm going to tell you things that are, I hope, intend to do. And we did. We were set up to do this thing with our mystery guest over a month ago, and our poor mystery guest got into it was, every accident is horrific. I'm not going to say, you know, it was a good accident. It was good. The only thing good about the accident is this person did not, get hurt. And of course, after hurt is dead, right? It's hurt, injured, permanently injured, dead. Nothing happened except the car is wasted. So in touch with this person to get here, and it's going to be better anyway once this person gets here, because it's to have done that in the heat, to have a guest here when it is, sweltering, everybody dripping, it's just no good. Not comfortable, and you're not very productive. Now, we've managed to go, survive, that in the past when we've had some things go on here in the heat. We have, managed to overcome the adversity of, not being able to breathe and do a show or what have you. But still, the mystery guest will be here. And so if you could just suspend your belief for a while. And you'll know that it will happen. Other little notes here I don't want to talk about. What I do want to talk about on this show, as we go down the Hallelujah Trail, even farther down the Hallelujah Trail. Oh, wait, one more thing. Before we didn't do, the most recent show we did, streaming live and then sending it out to our other stations.
What was that?
I was going to fulfill a request to play an interview about the book about death row in Texas. And I didn't do it because the show wound up to be, long. Long enough. So we didn't have enough time. So, I don't know if we'll be able to do that here either. Let's see. No, I don't think so. I don't know if we'll be able to do that here either because it's longer. And so maybe we do that next week or whatever happens. What you need to do, and I don't need to do, it's not need. You don't need to do this. This is not, should not put this down in your calendar and make it part of, make it one of the chores in your life. You have enough to do. What you should do, and if you want to do it, is look at CotoloChronicles.blogspot.com. As late as you can, heading toward Thursday. Usually the newest information is up on Wednesday night, sometimes Thursday afternoon. So look there. You'll see what's going to be on the live stream. Now, if you miss the live stream, still possible to go to many places and hear the show. Like True Talk Radio, my friends over there, Howie and my friends over there, True Talk Radio, great. Up there in Montreal, great, great programming, and you could do that. That's on twice a day for the week afterwards. So, and this show's bound to, it'd be the newest show, and then, I don't know, the rotation is their rotation, how they do it. But there are any other number of stations you could do it, or you could go to juicedtalk.com, where you can download it or listen to it or stream it or whatever, whenever that's up. That's up to D. Why do these other syllables get into these words I'm speaking? D. Shellhammer. The art is D. And what we are going to do for as long as we do this show on this evening, and we'll take a break to get something to replenish our precious bodily fluids
bodily waste, not precious. You want to
intake your precious bodily fluids and then you want to release your bodily wastes. Now we stop usually, around the first hour, top of the first hour's ending. And then we'll do that. But I want to talk about the movers and the makers. As it was reported on CotoloChronicles.blogspot.com. I went a long way to explain all that to you with detail. So I wanted to, and I am going to talk about this. Oh, look at this. Lancome. That's Julia Roberts. You know what's fascinating to me? I don't know. Is that these huge companies, these very big high class companies like Lancome. Lancome? Is that how we say it? Lancome? Perfume. Let me see if there's any others here, that have celebrities. They hire celebrities and they take pictures of the celebrity. Celebrity holds the item, right? Doesn't, nothing else. No quotes, no nothing. Like this one here, which I didn't realize. Le Comte. Le Comte. Yeah, the, it's on there. Le Comte. And it says, La Vie est belle, the girl, this, that would mean the girl of the day. La Vie est belle. La Vie est belle. Oh. Who will you make happy today? Lecom.com. And the photograph, which is highly treated. Oh, this is highly treated. It's a beautiful photograph, but it's highly treated, which means it's not a beautiful photograph. It's a beautiful remade photograph. It's I don't know. They don't airbrush anymore. That's right. That's thought of that. They don't airbrush. I had a landlord once, or a house manager, someone who managed it's not a complex, someone who managed the apartment complex, I guess we could say that, where I lived in Los Angeles. She worked out of her home. She'd airbrushed, and nobody airbrushes anymore. Before there was paint and whatever. And I'm saying paint. Paint is nothing, right? Compared to whatever it is people are using now digitally. Digitally arranging. Oh, what was that? Oh, oh, boom, 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 boom. I get into that. You know, every once I get into a different beat or something. So the, that's what she did for a living. And then it's the first time I ever saw anybody airbrush something. And she was a beautiful at it. Beautiful at it? Beautiful. She was, see, yeah, that slipped. Grayson. I wonder whatever happened to Grayson. I should not. Who expected to even think of Grayson at this moment in time? But before there was all these digital means of treating, I use the word treating photographs, fixing them up. There was airbrushing, and it was literally airbrushing. It was a pump that went. As far as I know, I didn't know much about it. It was a pump. It was a pump. Pump him. He's a pump. He's a pump. Pump him. He's a pump. All references, by the way, if you, you know, and no annotations, you open up your Cotolo Chronicles notebook and, look them up later. The airbrush, it was called an airbrush because it was engined. Is that a word? Engine? Ooh. It was, driven. By a little motor was air that shot out air, and the air shot out also colors, some kind of paint or something. And it would, and you could smooth out a skin, like a blemished skin on a photograph. You could take wrinkles out of a person's, face. Why wouldn't you just hire somebody who didn't have wrinkles? You know? But anyway, because photography was an entirely different, art. At the time, and science. But I just noticed this, and this is what I'm saying about this. This is what I'm saying about that. That's what I'm saying about this. And here it goes. I'm going to tell you now is that these gigantic companies that still do print ads in very, very rare magazines that exist now, like that still exist, like Vanity Fair, which is what I'm going to be dealing with in terms of our list that we're going to talk about. In Lecom. So this is Julia Roberts. And the minute I saw her. What, it took you a minute to see her? No, it's the moment I saw this face, I went, that's Julia Roberts. I knew. Nowhere on this ad, in this photo, in the copy, in the frame of this entire, and this is expensive ad because it's the back cover. Imagine what that must cost. Take out the back cover on Vanity Fair. It's still a giant. It's, what do you, wait a second. It's, what is it? What's the word? It's giantific. It's coming from the Cotolo Chronicles vocabulary. The giant, we're going to get phrases too one of these days, I bet. And it'll just pop up. I'm not going to work on it. But here's Julia Roberts. And it doesn't say it's Julia. I know it's Julia Roberts. They hire them just to be in the ad. She's wearing a beautiful white dress in front of a fountain and some kind of backdrop. I think it's Paris. because I can see a leg of the Eiffel Tower, and it doesn't say anything except love. And it doesn't say Julia Roberts. If you don't know Julia Roberts, you'd be going, "That's a very pretty model they have there, Julia Roberts," and she gets tons of money for this. If you ever saw the movie, yeah, right. Sophia, not Sophia Loren, Sophia Coppola. Oh, Coppola. It should be Coppola, you know. But he said, no, you're going to make it Coppola. That's like calling me Codolo, which some people do, which is incorrect. Lost in translation. There you go. See, when you don't think of something, as old Zen master taught me that, don't think of it. Just let it, it's there. And you know me, if you do know me, I got the swinging bar doors between my conscious and my subconscious. So my subconscious shoots things out there, which is why sometimes I'm not distracted, but I move along. I jump into a rabbit hole while I'm talking or something like that, or I change the subject, or I go deeper into a subject within a subject. A wheel within a wheel within a wheel. Or I suddenly decide to do, see that? Hear that? Can't see it. So here's Julia Roberts, and they pay him gigantic amounts of money. In that movie Lost in Translation, if you haven't seen it, Bill Murray plays a Hollywood star who has to go to Japan in order to make big-time money because he's established a lifestyle as an actor, and that's a lot of actors and actresses do this stuff. They just take these huge paychecks to do commercials they would not do in America. And they do them in another country. But this is Lacombe, which is in America because it's Vanity Fair. But it's okay. They do it and they put it in Vanity Fair. But it's wild to see, like, it doesn't say it anywhere. And they do that a lot. And we assume that everybody knows. They do, too. You know, they go like, well, everybody knows that. It's probably in the front here. Let's see if there's any more before I start, explain. This is wild. They have two covers. This is something new now. I've seen it done before in magazines, but, it's like two covers. It has the original cover on the front. This is Vanity Fair, from the new Vanity Fair, courtesy Peggy Robinson. This, is, what, where is it? Where did they put the, date anymore? Oh, November 2018, because magazines always came out in a date before the date, right? So the November came out in October, end of October. I do work for some people even today. They paid, and before October is over, I'm doing October and November, and it's like, you know, you paid for that. You get paid ahead of time. But, see, I'm looking for if there's anyone else here that would. Anyway, here's two covers. I don't know why they do that, but I've seen it done before. Wait a second. I'm sorry. There are three covers in this one. Oh, wait a second. There are four covers. I don't believe this. The first cover has, let me just tell you this in case you haven't gotten the magazine, which I probably know you haven't. I know you might not have. Somehow in there is the expression I mean. Who is this guy? Michael Jordan on cover one. Cover two, Bob Iger. Oh, I see. What they did was, okay, we're going to talk about, I see why they did it now. Well, all right, forget it. Four covers, but it's based on what's going on. There's Ralph Lauren, and then there's a Patek Philippe. I don't know this. You know, some of these models they have that are beautiful people. They're beautiful people, and they're not stars. And there, I guess there is, here's one from Bulgari Roma. I don't know this. Maybe this is a huge Italian lady star. Here's one for Tint Idoli Ultrawear. My makeup, my choice, my power, and I don't know. And there's no name. It doesn't say. So you either know her or you don't know her. Here's Emporio Armani. Three girls, two dancing with one another. I'm okay. Here's another one. Maybelline has no, there's no one there. Here's a guy that, do we know this guy? Dorchester, London? No. Maybe that's just a model. And then there are guys and gals and people who are guys and gals, people who make their living doing this. They model and they pop up in ads. They don't do anything else. They don't talk. I don't know that. Maybe they do voiceovers and things. I don't know. Okay, who's this? Wait a second, I know her. Wait a second, I know her. Oh, wow. Wait, she won an Academy Award recently. She's Louis Vuitton. Les Parfums. This is entirely in French. It's a perfume. It's a smell. Don't you love magazines that have the, you know, sniff and smell? You only have the sniff and smell. You just smell. You take off the, there's a this thing that you just rip it off there. And this is, that one there. God, I know. But I know her. Oh, there you go. How do they do that? How do they make it smell without, this doesn't even have the rip off thing. You know, I'd know, again, it'll come to me and we'll know who, and she is again, she's got two. Look at this, four pages, four full color pages. But anyway, she's there and I think I've made my point. And you know, just once you get through all these ads, which are all in the front, you get to, look at this, wait a second, bring something different to the table. Look at this, imported from Holland, different by design, Effin, vodka. Bring something different to the table. Vodka. Effin cucumber vodka. It's what it says. Drink responsibly. Imported from Holland. Cucumber flavored vodka. Yeah, I left you a little space there to think about that. Cucumber flavored vodka. My mind, my brain, and all the parts of my brain that work and deal with and identify my sense of smell are now, all those parts are now working diligently to come up with something that I could imagine the taste of cucumber flavored vodka. Man, wow. Okay. So, you see this, each of these things go, oh, here's one of them. Wait, flower balm. Wait, I'm gonna put a paper clip on the beginning of the article we're gonna talk about. And I'm gonna rip this open. Now don't rip it open, but it's here. Flower balm. This is probably what I was smelling. It wasn't that other thing. Wonders all the way. I know it's hard because it's written in script. Victor Rolf. The first perfume by Victor and Rolf. And Rolf. So two guys, Victor and Ralph. I'm thinking they're guys. I don't know if they're guys. Nordstrom, Bloomingdale, Saks Fifth Avenue, Neiman Marcus. These aren't exactly Kmart's, type stores. U.S. Victor-Rolf at, okay, it's called Flower Balm. Two pages. It opens, it's a spread, as you know, one page. On the left page, there is a fold-out, and and it sticks. It sticks. Okay, fold out so that the left side of the page would be bigger once you rip it. Now I'm going to do is I'm going to rip it open like that. Hear it? Yep. Okay, now I'll put my nose to the fold that I just unfolded. Here goes. Whoa, flower bomb. You know, after a while, I'm not... Women are great at this. I don't know if it has anything to do with the sense of their smell that they're born having, that very delicate, I mean, not delicate, but it's a very, receptive to, aromas and odors and everything. But I don't, you know, and but this smells great, but it doesn't smell like something I haven't smelled before, says my brain. I think I smelled it recently, before today. Who was that? It wasn't Grayson. That was years and years ago. Flower bomb. I'm doing ads here for these guys. They should be paying me thousands of dollars for doing this. Okay, my name is Frank Atomo. The man whose name adorns the title of the show. The reason I am opening some of my coffee went cold. Let me finish this. Let me just gulp down the last bit here. It didn't went cold. Went cold. They're getting me with these phrases. It went cold. She went missing. She went gone. I don't know why these things. Here we go. Let me finish this. It's like, I could talk with some. Okay. A man named Nick Bilton has written a great article about the movers and makers. Not movers and shakers, but movers and makers. These are people all over the United States. I believe it's just the United States. 100 of them. They're called power players. These are people. We've done these lists before, richest, you know, richest people. That was the world and everything. This is specific because it has to do with 100 power players who are reshaping the world. You know what I love this? It says, and I just realized this phrase too, is reshaping the world we live in as opposed to the world we do not live in. So there must be an entirely different list for people on Mars or EK725, whatever planet that mirrors. Now I'm smelling flower bomb everywhere. It's not bad. I don't mind sitting here with, I don't mind this. You know, I'm in a musty basement. It's technically the first floor of the backyard. Long story, forget it. I don't need to explain all that to you. You know, when I'm writing extended pieces, as I am now, not this moment now, but I am in my career, and I stop every once in a while, and really, you know, you've got to determine how much you're going to say about, you know, this a man, girl's in a room, a woman's in a room. What's a room look like? Is it how? What is important about that? You know, because and then time. You know, what are they doing while they're talking? These two people. You know, are they? Is there thunder outside? Or, you know, because all these things, everything is happening at once. But when you're writing something. God, I'm flower bombed now. I'm going to be flower bombed for this entire show. What show? My name is Frank Cotolo. I'm the man whose name adorns the title of the show. This is Cotolo Chronicles. Nick Bilton. I wonder if there's a Nick. No, I guess there's nothing about Nick Bilton. I don't know. I've never heard of him before. He's never heard of me. Oh, you know what? I didn't even know this. Do you know what? You don't know what. I told you that. I'll get to it. The back cover, Lancome, with the Julia Roberts, right? Well, this is a 3-page full color with this smell, another smell, the La Vie Belle. The woman of today? The woman of your life? But yeah, maybe that's the woman of your life. Now, I'm not going to smell this because I could rip this open, but then that'll mix this with flower bomb. That could be putrid. Mixing expensive perfumes can be putrid. It could make you heave. I didn't know that was a thrill. Okay, so Nick, and that's because I looked in the back. Nick, I'm not going to read what Nick has written. You could read it if you go get, Vanity Fair or what have you. But these are 100 power players, and there's a little bit about each one. Now, because we only have now less than an hour and a half, or as much as I care, you know, there's 100 people, and some of it's not just people. Well, some of them have couples and whatever that we have to talk about here. And there's little pieces of information about them and why they're so gosh darn powerful and why they're shaping the world, the influence they're having. And this, a lot of this has to do with, as I told you many times, and I said I'm going to do this show too, the show about pop culture and how it affects everything. Okay, well, this is what we're talking about, okay, because there's going to be people here that are proficient and they're very, I got flower bombs on my fingers too, flower bombs on my fingers. People who are engaged in pop culture, music and acting, you know, not necessarily something like, you know, science or money or whatever people with a lot of money do. Or digital, you know, the digital world. Okay, so politics too here, whatever. But pop culture is going to be involved in this because pop culture touches everything. Every other aspect of life. And, you know, politics, things that any that is not art per se. That's why they do things like the art of, and then they tell you the name of an area, not the opera, area, topic, subject. Okay, let's do this. Okay, we're going to, what I was going to say is I want to start with one. And, I don't want to go backwards, because if we don't get there, we're going to have to skip all bunches in the middle. But if we start at one and go to 100, because they are in order, according to this guy, if we go in order and we don't, you know, if we only get to like, well, that's number 80 and we're out of time or whatever, or that's it, I don't want to do anymore. It's great. Then we, you know, it doesn't matter because they're the ones at the back of the back of the line. So at least we'll know we get to the top ones. So let's do this from the Vanity Fair, and I will tell you, I don't know a lot of these people. You may know more than I do, so I will be learning as we move along. Robert Mueller, anyone who's gone near. Gone missing. Anyone who's gone missing, anyone who went missing, gone missing, flew missing, anyone. I'm sorry. I don't mean for it to distract me, because it's a lovely smell, but I did not expect to sit here and do this. See, that's what's great about this show. It just happens. There's no plan. It just happens. No matter what we plan, it happens. It never happens the way you would plan it. So why plan it? Age 74, occupation, Special Counsel, Department of Justice. Previously ranked number 6, Robert Mueller. Evidence of institutional inscrutability. This is number 1, by the way. Shaping the world. Just shaping the world. I guess that's just a phrase. The world we live in. And by, I think the world takes on a more metaphoric idea, you know, that means the atmosphere, the styles, the things. Okay, the age we live in would be better, because that means, I mean, well, Robert Mueller is number 1, kids, the unofficial hero of the anti-Trump resistance and the avatar of American institutionalism, may or may not satisfy the appetite of an electorate searching for answers about what really went down between the Trump campaign. Okay, you know all that stuff. Bob Mueller and his nearly 36 indictments and guilty pleas so far. Proof of the power of the law. So Robert Mueller, this is amazing. It's not amazing. I guess it's true. But it's amazing that people don't understand this. When you say like, oh, the biggest, here's 100 of the people shaping the world. And, you know, so they should all be visible. Like I said, you know, there's going to be people in pop culture who are here and stuff. And you see them all the time. They're in theater, you know, but then there's the number one person you don't ever see or hear. And maybe when he's done doing what he's doing now, you won't hear him. And very few people have heard his voice. Number 2, Jeff Bezos. That's how you say it, right? Bezos. And a lot of people know him. Jeff Bezos is 54 years old, and he is, what is he? Occupation, CEO of Amazon. Oh, Jeff Bezos. This guy must have what? One time or another, this guy sat down, he said, you know what I'll do? I'll sell things instead of the mail order. This mail order, really? True? Yes. Mail order. This is what's keeping the post office alive, really, because the post office, the United States Post Office, became a separate corporation at one point, and it was going broke. I don't know where the money comes from, and stamps are up to like $9 now, I don't, whatever. It's expensive. And then this guy came, Jeff Bezos came along, and he said, you know what? I'll sell things online, because one day, everyone will buy things online. He was very close to that now. It's very close. We're very close to everyone buys things online. And Amazon, I don't know where I haven't read a biography or anything. I don't know where he got the name. It's just a great name, right? Amazon, he previously was number 1. He's gone to number 2 because of Robert Mueller. Antagonism from President Trump and Bernie Sanders notwithstanding, Bezos has continued to grow both his personal wealth, and he recently overtook Bill Gates as the world's richest person, this guy, Jeff. Hey, Jeff! And the value of his company, which hovers around the, you ready for this? $1 trillion mark. Guy sat somewhere, maybe it was a coffee shop, maybe it was another franchise, or maybe it was a local coffee shop, or a local restaurant, or maybe he was in an apartment with a Formica table and old shoes. And he said, I got an idea. He might have said, I got an idea, I have an idea. Now he's the richest man in the world. the richest man in the world. And he probably still stays home on Saturday night. Even I don't know what that means. Number three, Reed Hastings at 57 is the CEO of Netflix. I didn't know his name, and I never knew this in his name. He started at the bottom. Hastings founded Netflix 2 decades ago with a thesis that consumers would one day stream billions of hours of content over the internet once again, right? Once again. It did change the world, and it's still changing it, because when I was getting Netflix, when it, you would subscribe, and it would be, what was it, $5 for, you would, you joined, and then you, they sent you the movies or whatever it is, a DVD, and then you sent it back, you drop it wherever you were in the country or the world or wherever, you just dropped it into some mailbox and it got there, and they, I don't know how they managed to do it, but it's amazing. It still amazes me. And then somewhere along the line, they made so much money that they're not making their own product. All of this stuff affecting everything that a lot of us baby boomers grew up in, that in a certain atmosphere. You know, theaters, movies, go to the movies, go to the theaters. There was none. Now everything, you know, on smaller screens and in the comfort of your home. He started at the bottom. Okay. He was right. Now the company has a market capitalization of $160 billion and recently beat out HBO on Emmy night? For the first time. Well, so what? Bob Iger is number 4. He's 67. You notice that 1, 2, 3, 4. So we haven't come upon a woman yet. Bob Iger, or is it Iger? 67, CEO. He's the Disney guy. A new front in the streaming wars. Excuse me. What is that? That's my dinner. Long time ago. Now making me undigest. It's from all the talking. Maybe it's the flower bomb. The flower bomb smell. You know, there are no more jingles either. Wouldn't it be great to have a flower bomb jingle? And you want to smell great like the garden you own. You want to smell great, better than your home. Get flower bomb, bop, bop. Oh, no, somebody's going to steal it. It doesn't matter. Everybody steals everything anyway. Iger was considering taking on, he was going to run for president in 2020. Well, but Iger's political ambitions were suspended when he saw the opportunity to buy 21st Century Fox for a cool $71 billion. Now, let me get you that number again. One man said, you know, I want to buy 21st Century Fox. Originally 20th Century Fox, because it lasted so long, they had to change the name, because they didn't have to change the name. It could have still been 20th Century Fox. So what? But they did. He said, you know what, I'm going to buy it. I think I'll buy that. Imagine if you were just sitting back and instead of like, that's like a guy who just like in our ilk, sit back going, you know what I mean? I'm doing? I'll buy a Rolls Royce tomorrow. And you know you can do that because you have at least enough to buy a Rolls Royce. How many Rolls Royces, excuse me, make a Disney company? You want Disney? He did. It says here, an anecdote. Oh, an antidote to AT&T's $85 billion acquisition of Time Warner. Whew. The move helped usher Disney into a new era of streaming and open a new front in the battle with Netflix. Tim Cook is 57. Oh, he's a young guy. He's the Apple president. Not the CEOs, not the presidents anymore. The chief executive officers. On your chief executive officer. On the chief, I say. I immediately go back to, the British in India, circa 18, whatever that was. I say, I, Dean. Here I'm doing Cary Grant and Gunga Dean. When I was a kid, nobody that I lived with or in my neighborhood or anything knew enough about the poem, the Kipling poem. Rudyard Kipling wrote a poem called Gunga Din, And it was used as the some theme of a movie back, which was a very big hit in the 30s, early 30-something. And Cary Grant was in it. But when I was a kid, we said Gunga Din. See, we saw D-I-N. This is the Brooklyn's, this is the level of intelligence I have risen. Thank the fates, the Lord, the Buddhas, and whatever, that I have risen from this level of unintelligence. Din. Gunga Din. You know, what are we doing in school? We're reading Gunga Din by Rudyard Kipling. Rudyard. It's probably Rudyard, right? Gunga Din. Even the teachers didn't know. Let's read Gunga Din. And, you know, yet we'd watch the movie and he would say Dean. D-I-N is Dean. In Sanskrit, the I can be an E. And so it's D-I-N. Gunga Din. Though I heft you and I fought you in the fairness of the fortune, you're a better man than I, Gunga Din. Dean. And they yell Dean all over the place, and we're going, Gunga Din. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm watching Gunga Din. Mine is dinner later. You know, dinner? Or is it Diener? I'll have Diener later. Gunga Diener. That would have been a great product. No, it would have been a great restaurant. When that place was, when the movie was gigantic, they could have had the Gunga Diener. Because you know why? There wasn't political correctness in that time, so they wouldn't say you were making fun or taking advantage of the Indian people. Not Native Americans, because they weren't called Native Americans then. You see how confusing this all becomes? And you see why I started at number one? Because we're coming up to the end of our first hour, and I'm up to number five? Ay, ay, ay. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. And then immediately here, what? Mama loves tamales. Woolly bully. There's a dumb song about nothing. What is a woolly bully? When I was in a rock band, we had to play that back in those, when it was a big hit. It was one of those names, the group that did it. I forgot its name. Okay. Where were we? I don't know. We're up. We're 7 minutes from the top of the hour. My name is Frank Cotolo. Man whose name we're doing the title of the show. The show is Cotolo Chronicles. And did you hear the show from the beginning? I'm asking just rhetorically because nobody's going to answer me. How about that kid? That kid who could talk. He could just say anything backwards. You give him a sentence and he go, and he can say it backwards. That's really wicked. That's weird. You gotta wonder how that brain is wired to be able to do that. What was the kid? 8? 7?
6?
5? 4? Tim Cook? I said Tim Cook. He was Apple? Oh, that's where I was up to. Tim Cook, 57, right. I said he was, okay. While other CEOs were skewered in the press for their role in the 2016 election mess, Apple stayed above the fray. That's true. While also becoming the first American company with a $1 trillion market capitalization. The truth is, this is a quote. Who said this? I'm going to do a quote and not tell you who said it. Here's a quote. The truth is, it's Tim Cook. The truth is, we could make a ton of money if we monetized our customer. If our customer was our product, Cook recently said in a veiled reference to Facebook. We've elected not to do that. Oh, yeah. Well, he's coming up, Zuckerberg. That's right. Huh? Facebook. The product is, you see, you're a product. They don't pay. They should pay me. I'm not favoring Facebook anymore. I think a lot of it has to do with a lot of things, but. You know, that's one of the things. Why use me? I'll be on somewhere else. And people want to come see me or whatever, you know, but I'm still there for not, because there's nothing. I get this, right? Everybody goes there, but I don't do anything there. I hardly ever go there. And I tell you, email me personally at fcotolo@yahoo.com if you want to, because Facebook? And I, all right. That's a whole nother show, right? Then we'll get up to that. Number 6, Michelle Obama, 54. Would you believe she's 54? That's a heck of a 54. It says author, co-founder of Higher Ground Productions. Returning to Higher Ground as the midterms approach, The Obamas have just begun tiptoeing back into the national scene, but they remain as influential as ever, particularly Michelle, whose forthcoming book is titled Becoming, is the first highly anticipated release in the family's pair of multi-million dollar deals with Penguin, Random House, and Netflix. And I don't even have to have multi-million dollar deal. Any one of those, you know. But, you know, it's all about money, and name means so much. Once you get a name, like, you know, you can get onto an ad and perfume. You get on the Flower Bomb. You can sell Flower Bomb. Is it because they see you? You don't even have to put your name there. Isn't that funny? Julia Roberts has a name, but they don't have to put her name there. She has a name, she gets the job, but she doesn't have to have her name there because you know her by her face. She has a face. Her face is her name. So that's the book Michelle Obama is coming out with there soon. The former First Lady's upcoming book tour transcends authordom. She's selling out stadiums. She's selling... I want to be comped. This won't take long to get to the top of the hour here. And I don't even have something for the top of the hour because we got to take this little break here. Let me get my thing. Where's my thing? Where's my thing? It's the thing. That's what it's called, you know. It's CC thing. I'll look it up. I'll find it right here. It's CC thing. Here we go. Not CC Rider. CC Rider. Oh, now CC thing. That's going to go there, and then a little bit of music, and then that's it. Because I don't know about you, but I do have to dispose of some bodily waste quickly. So number 7, after Michelle Obama, is Mark Zuckerberg. He's still making, how old is he? He's 34, so he's the youngest of them all. Facebook. I'm still CEO, bitch, it says here. In a year punctuated by a data privacy scandal, disinformation campaigns, a massive one-day stock capsizing, and growing skepticism on Capitol Hill, Zuckerberg, who is a young founder, infamously printed cards with the mantra. He has I'm CEO bitch. That's the cards that he, right? Continues to exercise nearly unchecked power at Facebook. We'll have to do a whole Facebook show. Here I go again. All right. It took me a half hour to get to number 7, and we're going to take our little break so you can all run to the bathroom, get some more liquids if you want to drink stuff or whatever. Come back. We'll either be on for the next entire hour, or we'll stop somewhere along the line and say, that's it, to throw out the book. Flower Bomb. Somebody, you know, I'm going to go to the bathroom downstairs, which is downstairs because this is our studio downstairs, which is the first floor. Okay, forget it. And it never smelled like Flower Bomb before, but it's going to smell like Flower Bomb now. Wait a second. I don't even know where did I find that? There's money on. I'm looking at the clock like I got to, you know, oh, hurry up. The network's coming on. That's from the old days. And I can't even find the Flower Bomb. Wait, where did I open that? I don't know. Where is Flower Bomb? What is it anyway? I don't know. Here, Flower Bomb. Here, Flower Bomb, quick. Wonders all the way, Flower Bomb. Oh, that's Victor and Roth. Their first perfume. Well, I guess it's for women then. It's a perfume. My name is Frank Tuttle, man's name is Don't Title the Show. We'll be right back. Go do what you gotta do. We'll be right back.
Keep listening. Remember, keep listening.
That is also a good little musical bed for some of the other stations as you're rebroadcasting right now, this show. Guess you should have known that. I should send out a little, I just thought of it. Put that in there after the first hour and you could talk over it. Say, hi, I'm Russ Tamblyn. That's a, I think of a name as actually a name of somebody. I mean, of course, the name of somebody. I'm Russ Tamblyn. You're listening to KKKKK. And this is Cthulhu Chronicles. And then you stay tuned after Cthulhu Chronicles for Bippity Boo, the story of a young rabbit that grew to be a scientist or something, whatever. So you can do that, guys, gals out there. Brave, brave bunch, brave bunch. If you are still... Not still, but if you have a, you know, alternative broadcasting station like True Talk Radio, and SRN has, you know, other stuff too, and who, you know, there's a whole bunch of them there. There used to be a lot more. If you have and run that, you are a brave and devoted broadcaster, and I applaud you, because... These days, you know, at one time there were so many of them and everybody was doing rather well. But now, you know, once the main stream media got involved and decided that the internet belonged to them, that was a whole nother story. And it's a whole nother show that we've done about 10 times and we'll continue to do it again because we are the rebels. Johnny Uma, Frank Atolo was a rebel. He roamed through the internet, the web. He's the godfather of internet radio. Number 8. How about number 8 on this great list of movers and makers? Number 8 is Beyonce. You say like Beyonce? 8 in the top 10? Beyonce? Yes, it says here Beyonce. Oh, damn, that was so... This is because I have a... Oh, you don't need to know. Beyonce and her husband Jay-Z just collaborated on a 48-date tour... In support of their album, Everything is Love. Oh, how original. Well, it is to an entire generation, right? So, which is expected to bring in, check it out, more than 200 million this year. Not just the, I mean, that means the tour also. In 2017, Beyonce alone earned more than 100 million, while her performances at Coachella, a tribute to historically black colleges, secured her role as a cultural figure well beyond the realm of music. Beyond. Beyonce. You make that the word. Why, you are, well, you are beyond say that. See? Make it a word. Number 9, Randall Stevenson. Do I know him? Another CEO, AT&T. He's 58. After conquering Trump's Department of Justice to consummate his acquisition of Time Warner, another one of those guys just buying things. He's, what is he? He's, he's just what? He's a big, how about this guy? Number 10, Masayoshi Son. Masayoshi Son. I guess it's Son, S-O-N, but it's Son, just like, right? Like Gunga Din. And this is Masayoshi, I say it in Brooklyn. Masayoshi, that's what they say in Brooklyn. Masayoshi Son. But shouldn't that be Son of Masa? I'm not making fun of people who used to be in Brooklyn. I know there's lots of people in Brooklyn now who are erudite of all things. Not then, not many. It says 100 billion reasons with its 100 billion vision fund. Japanese giant SoftBank has quickly become one of the most powerful players in tech, muscling out rivals with its massive bets on Uber, semiconductors, WeWork, among dozens of other companies. Sun, the company's enigmatic founder, has said he expects artificial intelligence to surpass humanity within the next 30 years. Oh, wow. Wow. I hope I'm around to see that. And if I'm around to see that, I hope I can understand it and perceive it. Put 30, oh, I don't even want to talk about that. Well, good luck. Or luck. Not good luck, bad luck. It's the same thing. Luck to all of you. Hey, and even mention, I did say that, you know, that little music bed that you guys and gals can use there when you rerun this program. My name is Frank Cotolo, the man whose name is doing the title of the show. We're in the second hour of Cotolo Chronicles Y2K plus 18 as October rears its ugly end. It's end. It's not ugly. It's 31 days because it's a long month. 30 days of September, April, June, and November. Although that's a 31 except for Grandma. She has a red tricycle. Number 11, Dara Khosrowshahi. You know, hi. Khosrowshahi. I don't know how to pronounce her name. I don't know. She's 49 and she's the CEO of Uber. She? Maybe it's a he. Dara? Let's see what it says when we're reading it. A little over a year ago, few people in Silicon Valley had heard of the Italian-born entrepreneur running Expedia. That's not an Italian name. But after Uber nearly imploded under Travis Kalanick, Khosrowshahi appears to be turning around a company that seemed like it was about to crater from self-inflicted injuries. That was me talking and continuing to swallow a saltine cracker, which has not gone all the way down yet. Can he stay on course? It's a guy. And take Uber public next year? Wow, Uber. I don't know. There are shows within shows within shows. There are shows inside of this show just talking about some of these people and that's a good thing to keep this now. There are topics aplenty, just swimming in these columns. Larry Page, number 12, 45, occupation, now the CEO of Alphabet. I think I've heard of that, not the Alphabet, but this particular digital thing. What is it? Gravity Free Zone. Neither a record-breaking $5 billion fine from European regulators nor the president's constant Twitter barrage could impede Alphabet, Google's parent company. I got to tell you something. I really am liking Google way more than anything. I'm sorry now that Google Plus and their version that they were trying to start of Facebook did not take off. Because I use Google and Google is great and it stopped. I'm not going to do that because we're not going to get past number 20 if I crack my trunk. It says here, Google's parent company is called Alphabet. See, I just learned something, and that's why I like to not read this stuff or prepare for the show. Because I learn stuff as I go along, just as you do, and we're kind of doing this together. And I'm not going to forget this. Google's parent company is Alphabet, which continues to beat Wall Street expectations as it also creeps toward the vaunted trillion-dollar market capitalization threshold. alphabet. Hmm. You know what would be great? If, I know what you're going to say, right? They put out a soup. Forget it. LeBron James is an athlete, and he's number 13. Why is LeBron James changing the world in which we live? They don't even say in which. They go, the world we live in. In, we live in happily. We live in, and they don't even do an advert. Don't do nothing else. Okay, because when James signed his four-year, $154 million deal to play with the Los Angeles Lakers, you know what's funny about that is that we use the word play because play doesn't and never really, the word play never had any connection to money, right? I'm play because it's play. And if we look it up, I'm not going to go get the dictionary now and be another 20 minutes will go by. But, you know, you don't think work, you think money. You get money for work. You get money for play. I mean, I know I have in my life because but that's just the way I sense what I do that other people would call work. But you see, to say I get $154 million to play because he does professional sports and is professional means you get paid for it. But to play, see? So he works for the Los Angeles Lakers. Some wondered after he got that if the move, this, see, the other problem I'm having as I broadcast is this is so small, this type, and I really need to see my eye doctor again because I may need a stronger lens. Not lenses. It's Brooklyn. You know what you need? You need no lenses. Lens in itself is plural. See, you learn things too. LeBron James. What is the deal here? Why is he up here? His Spring Hill production company, with offices on the Warner Brothers lot, is working on a remake of House Party and a sequel, Space Jam 2, starring James, him, and produced by Ryan Coogler. James is also involved in TV projects. Okay, so the guy's taking his money. He's bouncing his balls around. Because he's so good, he's so much better than all the other players. Think about how many players you could get to work for you or play for you. See, that's just, I want him to work for us. I want him to play for us because it's a game. It's a game. It's a basketball. You get the ball, you bounce the ball, you throw the ball in the hoop. That's the game, period. And he's so much better than the other, how many there might be, that he gets $154 million a year. Bob Iger or Iger is what? Is he number 14? Oh, no. There's just a whole thing about him. We did him already. Did we? Why is... Oh, the heck with him. We'll go to number 4. Serena Williams plays tennis with her sister. Not with her sister. I mean, sister plays tennis, too. She's number 14. The winningest player in modern history returned from pregnancy to reach 2 Grand Slam finals, redefine motherhood in sports, and continue as a board member of SurveyMonkey, all while remaining the world's highest paid female athlete. SurveyMonkey. I think I know. Companies, and if you're a member of a company or a bank or something, go take this survey, and then they get the data and change their policies based on what people say. And the SurveyMonkey is the database the program that does that. I figured that one out. Number 15 is Kevin Feige. I'm saying Feige because it's spelled like beige, the color beige with an F. So I think it's Kevin Feige. Yeah. He's 45. Who is he? President of Marvel Studios. You know, who would have thunk when I had these Marvel comic books and no one knew if they were going to be good sellers because DC Comics was so prevalent in the industry and with kids, you know, the Superman, the Batman, the Aquaman, the Wonder Woman. And then all of a sudden, Marvel, who would have thought that would be like a gazillion dollar industry? So incredibly productive that it has rebooted. How many times has it rebooted Spider-Man? They couldn't make it as a musical, but for God's sakes, do we need another Spider-Man reboot? How many people, right? Anyway, it says here that he has what? Marvel Studios has released 20 hit films in the past decade, and this year may have its first Best Picture contender in Black Panther. Right? That was a big one, huh? He will, his power to grow under the coming Disney-Fox merger. Then we went, because we read that other guy, right? His name I already forgot. Fox licensed characters from the X-Men, Deadpool, and Fantastic Four. But that Deadpool thing really turned out to be a gigantic. We're going to talk about that. That's a phenomena. That is a phenomena. And he couldn't make it as Green Lantern, which was a DC character and they made a movie. There's no more other movies. It was a bomb. I'm not saying that like I liked it to be a bomb or it should have been. I'm just saying it was a bomb. And so Ryan, whatever his name was, went on to be Deadpool. And that's all entirely different feel. But nobody knew. And that was the whole deal with Marvel Comics. It was a different flow. It was a different sense of character. And the people became real and they were less stagey like DC Comics. So things changed. Zhang Liu and Chang Wei, number 16. They share 16 together. Global, Didi, what does that mean? Didi has been on a tear since running Uber out of China in 2016. The company has aggressively expanded its ride-sharing empire into Mexico, Australia, Japan, and throughout Southeast Asia. I got flower bomb. It has completely taken over my nostrils. I wonder what's going to happen later. Number 17, look at this. This is not necessarily a person. The hashtag MeToo Muckrakers. Tell you, I'm not going to tell you the Muckraker story again now. I'll eventually pop up on a rerun or something. The hashtag MeToo Muckrakers, and this includes Ronan Farrow, who is Frank Sinatra's son. I think we can safely say that. Jodi Kantor and Megan Toohey. What a weird name. T-W-O, the word two and the word hey, Toohey. 30, 43, and 30. These are the MeToo Muckrakers. They're reporting for the New Yorker, Farrow, the New York Times, Kantor, Toohey, brought down Harvey Weinstein, opened up the floodgates of hashtag MeToo journalism, and culminated in a shared Pulitzer Prize. Kantor and Toohey, turn page, signed a high-profile book deal and walked the Oscars red carpet. Oh, together? I don't know. Farrow churned out exposés that ended the careers of New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman and CBS CEO Les Moonves. There's another weird name, Les Moonves. That's wild. They're making money and they're becoming people who shape the world by ruining other people. That has become a profession. It always was a profession, too. It was called lawyer. I tried to make a joke about that. I don't know what that was. You see how things change? Now, I'm not saying that, someone shouldn't have brought down Harvey Weinstein for what he did. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, isn't that something how times change, culture to pop culture gets in there and just sucks the air right out of the room, right out of the theater, right out of the freaking career. Sheryl Sandberg, I don't know her, 49. Who is she? She's Facebook? She's the coup. COO. Now, the CEO is the chief operating officer. COO is chief operating officer. Whew. What does she do? If Sandberg has aspirations beyond being Facebook's number two, she will have to help Zuckerberg fix the most powerful social network on earth, especially given what's at stake in the 2018 midterms and 2020 election. I don't even know what that means. Otherwise, she may again find herself testifying before Congress. And she's 18. So she's connected with him. And he's number, 7, 11, 12, 13? Elon Musk. We all know this name. I don't know. When I hear names, I always think like, what nationality? So where'd that come from? Is it real? Or did they change it? Was it Elon Musketeer? And he had two brothers? All right. After years of receiving adulation in the press, Musk made headlines this year for all the wrong reasons. SpaceX was his program. He had, Skyler, the guy, was rich enough to say, like, you know what I'm going to do? Remember that guy we talked about before? 71 billion. I want to see. I've forgotten the names anyway. And he said, I think I'll buy Disney tomorrow, right? I think I'll buy Disney. Well, this guy, Elon Musk, is so rich. He sat back and he went, I like rockets. I think I'll get a company that builds rockets and goes into outer space. Hello? Hello? That's like right out. And then Jules Verne, who wrote First Man in the Moon in the 1800s, and a guy in his backyard who built this thing to go to the moon. One guy. That was an Elon Musk. I know. Now it's on the mic and everything. I'll just say, today's show is brought to you by, Wonders All the Way. Flower Bomb. It's the perfume that blows up in your face. Not a flower bomb. That blooms and blows up. It blows up and blooms. Flower Bomb. Flower Bomb. It blooms and blows up. Yeah, see what I did there? I hear it. Uh-oh, lost my place. Oh, that was Elon Musk. Okay, heck with him. Who's Daniel Ek? The guy's last name is E-K. Ek. Ek. Where is it? Is that a name from a family, from some bloodline in some country? Or did he just make it up? Is his name Eckstein? And he said, I'm going to be Ek, Daniel Ek. I don't know him. He's 35. Yeah, another CEO of Spotify. Wait a second. What's Spotify again? Ek. Ek. Who once dreamed of being a musician has now created the world's most popular music streaming platform. That's what Spotify. Okay. That's Spotify. Rupert Murdoch, number 22. He is 87 now. So this is the oldest guy so far in this, I'm up to 22 as the half hour of the last hour enters into play. What's it say? At a glance, Murdoch's most unimaginable divestiture of 21st Century Fox looked like a white flag in big media's war with Silicon Valley. But look a little closer. The octogenarian mogul gets to keep the things he likes best. Fox News and his global newspaper fleet. It doesn't hurt that he and his brood are set to become Disney's second largest shareholders. Okay, man. Number 23 or 2, they're sharing the Steve Burke and Brian Roberts, 60 and 59 respectively, CEO of NBC Universal. I'm just going to move on because that's, you know what, you're CEO and they got, what does it say? They got a lot of money, they're not done that. This is why these names, these people wake up in the morning, write notes down somewhere or make notes or have a secretary and go write it down, write this down quick. They have Cthulhu Chronicles notebooks, they have their own notebooks. They write the stuff down and it comes to fruition. Where's fruition? Michigan. Fruition, Michigan. It's a good name for a book, right? A book of short stories, like Sherwood Anderson's story about Ohio. Fruition, Michigan by Frank Cotolo. Maybe I should write that one. Should I leave right now and write? Should I? No. It's like you see this, you know, just CEO. So what do you do? Every one of these CEOs and COO things could say, has billions of dollars, spends it, buys companies, and then gives you all the product and shoves it down your throat. Shoves it down your throat, in your ears, in your eyes, and flower bomb. It blooms and blows up. Flower bomb. Wouldn't it be great if tomorrow, you turn on the news or the financial news and just a brand new perfume, flower bomb from Victor and Rolf. As I'm doing the way I do it. I immediately go into David Brinkley, who a lot of you don't even know. Go right into, my stock has gone up 50%. Yeah, that'll be the day. That'll be the night. Ma Watang. I'm not very good with the Oriental names. I'm very good with the history. And what, you know, but the names, I don't speak it well. Wah. But I know Wah because of Michael Nguyen from SRN. So Nguyen, and it's how it's spelled. So this is Watang. Ma Watang, 46. Tencent, which owns the super popular app WeChat, is the first Asian-based tech company to hit a $500 billion market cap. You know, there are so many apps, I have no idea what they do. When we did the show and we went on Periscope to see what people were doing there, because everybody has their own little show, and people follow them and their audience, right? And it's fascinating, too, because if I think about the servers, and I've been on through the years, and servers have only been capable of hooking up, when I'm live, you know, X amount of people. And then you're locked out. You can't, because the servers don't have a capacity of people who can click in, stream it. And I know there are bigger servers and lots of more people can. I know that. But when I go to Periscope and I see obviously, you know, I see there's this woman there and, you know, she has, let's say she's just, you know, scantily clad. Remember her? That's a good name for a character, too. She's in Fruition, Michigan, my new book, Scantily Clad. And you look at the number of people, and you see like this it says 2.3K. There's 2,300 people are checking into this stream on Periscope. This person, these people, this one girl has an audience of that. And all, Lord knows how many people over the years, while this was pioneering a particular new media theater, that is the internet and talk radio and the internet radio and stuff, who knows how many people we turned away because they couldn't get on because there wasn't enough power. Now you get on to Periscope without any, I don't know what, you just get on there and you don't even have to take your clothes off. And this is what I'm saying. You're there with 2,300 people and you're saying, like, go to my Snapchat and then you can, I don't know a lot of these apps. I don't know what they do. Go to my Instagram, Snapchat, or Snapagram and InstaChat, whatever, and then they do things and you could pay them to do, and then another 30,000 people. It's amazing. It's just amazing. Number 31, the Parkland students. The kids, after surviving a harrowing massacre at the hands of a lone gunman, Emma Gonzalez and David Hogg, along with several of their peers, organized the March for Our Lives, which drew nearly 2 million people, making it one of the largest marches in American history. Cameron Caskey, Jacqueline Corin, and Matt Deitch have helped turn it into a movement from Parkland. Those kids were great. And those are the kids that fake. I don't know what to call Alex Jones anymore. What do you call him? And he's gone now too from all the, I mean, he really painted himself into that corner. Let's face it. But it was the only way he could do what he does. Lie, make up things as if it's the news and, fabricate, theories about items. News items, you know, what is Alex Jones? What is he, a documenteur? He's an anti-documenteur. There's gotta be a name for him, aside from Big Idiot, I don't know, you know? It's like, it's crazy. Why did he come up? I'm just saying, Parkland, these are the kids that he said were actors. And now, this is what's great. In terms of, you know, InfoWars and all that stuff and all the conspiracy theories, this is what's great. These kids, just these three kids who created this, that put them as number 31 on this list of 100 movers and makers, powerful people, power players. And where is he? He can't even get on Twitter. He's been kicked off Twitter, kicked off Facebook, kicked off InstaChat, Chat Snap, and Snap, Babble, and Pop. My name is Frank Cattolo, and the man whose name adorns the title of the show. We're gonna do a couple more. We don't have to go to 100. Or I could do real quick ones. I could go through a bunch of these really quick. Stephen Colbert comes up as 32. That's fascinating. And what fascinated me also is the fact that that late night with Stephen Colbert has topped The Tonight Show and Jimmy Kimmel. Now, Jimmy Kimmel is, I mean, to think that he lasted this long in this market is amazing. So he's already successful even at number 3. Because he could be like number 19. He could be after the new Tammy Baker show, right? And he could be the 700 Club or the 900 Club or any other club that has a lot. But he's not. He's number 3. But Stephen Colbert beating The Tonight Show. And The Tonight Show, of course, has a reputation all the time, and of course the Johnny Carson years. If you don't know that, look it up. Go to YouTube, look up names, or look at me, the Me Channel, the Antenna Channel, with all these other things they have there. Not the Me Too Channel, the Me Channel. ME means what? Is it ME? Me TV? Something Entertainment? Memorabilia Entertainment? I don't know. But Stephen Colbert is ever since he has political people on the show as guests, many of them, even though there are people going on there to promote books and places and movies and stuff and actors and things and stuff and Broadway, whatever. But ever since he became this, his news, Trump, it's all Trump, what do they call him here? The comics unflinching nightly takedowns of Trump, the Trump takedowner Trump. And now he's 32. Now why is he 32? He's number 32 on this list. He's 54. Talk show host. Why would that be power? Why would he be a power player? I don't know. Peter Thiel, number 33. He's the chairman of Palantir, managing partner, founders fund. I don't know. Brian Armstrong, number 34. So I just passed it up. Coinbase. Now you see, there's things I don't know. You might know them all. I don't. He's the Bezos of crypto. The Bezos of crypto. Dun, 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 dun. Another time for another episode of the Bezos of crypto. Boom, 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 boom. Right? I don't. Pop culture. It seduces every thought I have in my mind. Where else are you going to have a thought? In my elbow. Every thought, every one of my thoughts. See, that's how to say it correctly. Pop culture seduces every one of my thoughts. Who is this guy? What does he do, Brian Armstrong? What is that? What's Coinbase? Silicon Valley, it's your net worth going from nothing to everywhere. A few years ago, Armstrong was a software engineer at Airburn. Now, he's at the forefront of everything to do with cryptocurrency. Oh, cryptocurrency. That's Bitcoin and all that kind, and whatever else they come up with. Who knows? You heard about Bitcoin when Kurt Brando was here. We're going to get Kurt Brando on again before this is no more Cthulhu Chronicles. Because eventually there'll be no more Cthulhu Chronicles. So these people, we have to get on here again. If only I would put some time into this show, you would, it's amazing what would happen. Reese Witherspoon is number 35. Figure this one. Why? She's 42. Evidence of brand prowess. The Oscar winner's personal... Where does that go? To another page. Personal brand extends to her Draper James lifestyle line. So you call it clothing. A popular book of the month club. And her digital media company, Hello Sunshine. A joint venture with AT&T and Peter Chernin, which just signed TV deals on 5 series. 3 with Apple, 1 with Hulu, and another with Amazon. All with the central focus of telling female-driven stories. I did not know that Reese Witherspoon was so engrossed in production, and that's where her money was going. Jonathan Gray, number 36, another CEO, pass him up, of what? Blackstone? You know it? Okay, I know you answered somewhere. Jason Blum is number 37. What is he? You guessed it. A CEO of Blumhouse Productions. He nabbed almost $2 billion worth of box office in a decade with genre franchises. Whiplash. And you know them. Get Out. Oh, Get Out. Jordan Peele. Oh, of course, that was a good movie. If you haven't seen it. Christopher Steele, number 38. He is what? Former intelligence officer. Oh, Christopher Steele is the guy from, yeah, that guy from England. Why would he, who had, you know, the very famous dossier that exists, and why would he, the former head of MI6's Russia desk, compiled the infamous dossier, right? Steele even grew a beard and went into hiding. Yeah, but why is he number 38? What does he have to do with anything? And I said in the beginning of this, of doing this, that this was the United States. And I was wrong. It's the world. How can it be the United States? We're talking digital. We're talking companies. It's got to be global. It has to be global. I'm sorry I misled you from the beginning. What was I thinking? Or was I?
thinking. Logan Green, you bet, you guessed it, number 39's a CEO of what? Lyft, L-Y-F-T. I've heard about this. This is the, look at this guy. This guy said, looked at Uber and went, hey, Uber, I can do Lyft. Just spell it differently. And so Lyft has managed to avoid the negative attention of its primary competitor, Uber, regularly. The company is also eyeing an expansion. As of August, Lyft had surpassed 5,000 driverless BMW rides. Oh, this is the one that doesn't have drivers. Well, it's not going to do very good in the job market. Lyft, would you feel comfortable, I ask you, because I don't know, maybe it's just my age. I mean, if you get used to being a passenger in a car that's driven by no one, by some artificial intelligence, we'd call it, right? Some AI. And no, would you be comfortable in that car, in that vehicle, being driven around? I guess if it's part of your life, then you get used to it. You grow up with it, see? Right? Tarzan, raised by apes, thinks he's an ape. And that he's a mutant ape, because he don't look like them, right? So, you grow up, whether your name is Tarzan or not, whatever your name may be, and your parents take you places, or you grow up, and you instead of taking taxi cabs, you go to Lyft, you call Lyft, and cars that are driven by AI take you places. You grow up like, you don't think twice about it. You're not even scared, because you don't know why would you be scared. See, because you have to have a comparison to have that fear. So if I sit in the back of a car, for all the vehicles I've sat, and there are drivers that would invoke fear in me if they were driving. But there was a driver, a human being there, right? So I go, no one's driving, and I'm going somewhere? That's a little frightening. Little. Who was that? Is that Logan Green? Yeah, Lyft. Number 40, Brian Chesky. Hey, we're almost halfway there, and we're running out of time. So big. Brian Chesky, CEO of Airbnb. What is that? Air? E-N-B? Arbnb. I don't even know how you say that. How are you supposed to say that? Arbnb. Airbnb. Is that a B? All right, forget him. 21, Travis Van der Zanden. I love that name. Van der Zanden. Oh, Van der Zanden. Yes, Van der Zanden. If you had a company and you don't call it Van der Zanden and your name is Van der Zanden, then what do you do? Who is he? He's the founder and CEO of, what? Bird. Bird? Before founding electric scooter upstart Bird, I guess that's those things you stand on that ride around, like in Paul Blatt. It's the only reference I thought to make. He was chief operating officer at Lyft and later vice president of international growth at Uber. So then he went on to be at Bird. 42, François-Henri Pinault. And well, I see you pay Pinault. I guess it would be Pinault. Pinault, you don't say old. And I would go back to Brooklyn, right? Pinault. François-Henri Pinault. What is he? He's a CEO. I guess you do believe this. I guess I didn't expect that happening. It literally stops the sound scope. It stops when I talk, if I don't talk. Really? It keeps going, though. I mean, times, doesn't it? I don't know. I never noticed that. Hold on. We forgot. Vitalik Buterin. 17 cc's of Buterin, please. Give him something. Give him some Buterin. He'll be fine. Who is he? You guessed it. CEO. Founder of Ethereum. Boy genius. Buterin is worth around $100 million after co-founding Ethereum, the efficient and blockchain-friendly cryptocurrency that banks and financial institutions have fallen in love with that's another sentence, I guess. J.J. Abrams,
A producer director. Oh my goodness, here's a guy. We know him because he's done all that stuff, and they took over Star Wars when Disney got Star Wars from thing, and then Coppola went away, and not Coppola, the guy. Oh my goodness, how much money does anyone need? The Woman of Time's Up, number 46. All the women of Time's Up, co-founders, Time's Up. Our numbers, when the hashtag MeToo movement took off, a number of powerful Hollywood women began holding planning meetings last fall, eventually expanding their ranks to include more than 300 women in the entertainment industry. Time's Up has raised more than $20 million for a sexual harassment legal defense fund, reinvented the red carpet as a forerunner for activism, used its power to push for more inclusion among film critics and entertainment reporters, and now has hired its first CEO. Of course they got a CEO in there. They had to find a CEO. Number 47, David Tepper, president of Appaloosa Management. This year has been a mixed tag for Tepper. See, they mention these things like I'm supposed to know this stuff. Oh, that's football, baseball. That's professional sports, David Tepper. Okay. 48, John Stanky. Ew, I can't go near him. He's stanky. It's horrible to make fun of the guy's last name, but I'm sure, you know, where I grew up, that was it. Stinky Stanky, they would have called him in Brooklyn. There's Stinky Stanky. Even if he did not emit an odor that was repulsive, he'd be Stinky Stanky, only because it sounds great. That's Stinky Stanky. But it's a John Stanky. What is he? He's a CEO. Warner Media. Okay, well, we know that. Probably another big, gigantic thing. HBO, CNN, TBS, and a lot more. Alabama, and a lot more. They named three gigantic organizations, three gigantic companies, corporations, whatever you want to call them, conglomerates, and a lot more. 49, Laureen Powell Jobs, founder of Emerson Collective. The Atlantic project for the next several years is The Atlantic. Nah, magazine. Media gossips can't help. Okay. Shonda Rhimes with Honda. Shonda, there's a whole sentence, man. Her name is Shonda. I'm saying her, but I don't know. 48, founder of Shondaland. Shonda Rhimes. And I said that Vander Zanden should have a company, a Vander Zanden. He should make something and call it a Vander. That's a Vander Zanden. Or if it was like a car, an automobile. That's a 2016 Vander Zander. Isn't Vander Zanden? It sounded funny. Yeah, you know who drives one of those? Who? Stinky Stanky. Really? He's stanky. Well, then show him Flower Bomb. Flower Bomb. It blooms and blows up. So that's, what is he? What is Shondaland? The prolific writer and showrunner, oh, he's a showrunner, has decamped to Netflix, lured by a 4-year, 9-figure deal that gives her, to Shonda's girl, the freedom to put her unique stamp on a slate of series, miniseries, and films. Give her a call. Randy, if you're listening, give her a call. Okay, Ryan Coogler. 51. That's not his age. That's his number as we move closely to the end of the show. He's a Hollywood hitmaker. Googler may deliver Disney a rare, not Disney again, non-animated Best Picture Oscar with the Black Panther. Okay. Number 52, Jeff Zucker. Not Zucker, the other guy. This is Jeff Zucker. He's the president of CNN. That's the one they chant they hate. We hate CNN. Why? Because they got nothing to do with their lives. That's why. What happened to him? Okay. I don't know. It's just, he's CNN. Jordan Peele, 53. Jordan Peele. God love him. What a great movie. For somebody who do their first movie, right? And direct, right? Jordan Peele, Get Out. Listen to this. He's 39. With his directorial debut, Get Out, Peele suggested he is that rare kind of filmmaker who can captain a box office hit and ignite a deep and lasting cultural conversation. At his company, Monkey Paw Productions, Peele is extending his idea of popcorn-friendly genre projects into 5 TV series and multiple movies. From Peele and Peele, I forgot the name of the cup, King and Peele, which was a highly intuitive comedy program for many years. I don't know how many years, a long time. They were partners. They even showed up in movies as partners. And then they broke up, I guess, right? You know, Jordan, you should put Key in some of your movies. Will Key and Peele ever make another movie? They made a movie. It was called, was it about a monkey or something? I don't know. David Solomon, number 54. Who is he? Incoming CEO at Goldman Sachs. I'm going to pass that one. 55, Mark Andreessen, not Anderson. This is that Swedish, Norwegian, Scandinavian thing. Mark, with a C, not a K, Andreessen, A-N-D-R-E-S-S-E-N. What is he? He's managing partner of Andreessen Horowitz. What is it? What is it? Starting to invest in, oh, the guy who's heavily investing in artificial intelligence. Well, Bradley Cooper, number 56. I don't know. I've heard about this, the Star is Born thing. And I, you know, I thought when I first heard about it and they talked about it and they show a clip, I went, well, here's a bomb that goes to show you how much I know about this. This is why I can't, aside from the money, it's why I can't buy Disney. But I can make money saying, flower bomb, it blooms and blows up. So, here you go. Bradley Cooper, director, actor. First, he persuaded Lady Gaga to deglamorize for the lead of his Oscar buzzy directorial debut, a remake of A Star is Born. Then he showed an early cut of Star to Steven Spielberg and the keepers of Leonard Bernstein's estate to get the composer's music in a biopic that he will star in, direct, and produce. Well, it's in. Oh, that's what he did. That's where he got it. But isn't he had a name? Bradley Cooper. He'd already been American Sniper. He did Elephant Man on Broadway and made a Bahundel. A Bahundel! Okay, well, he got a name. And this is gonna really be big for him and Lady Gaga. Remember I said a long time ago, I said, let's change it. Let's call it Lady Gaga. Not Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga! Yeah. Boy, you talk about somebody that is talented, but luck just swims because pop culture came calling for her. But that's a whole nother show anyway. Rihanna, 30. She's 30 and she's already a built trillionaire. She sold 250 million records. She has 9 Grammys, 14 number one singles. Rihanna. She launched a lingerie line and collaborations with Puma and other brands. One of those brands is not Flower Bomb. It blooms and blows up. I wonder if it should be it blossoms and blows up. What do you think? Anyone? Show of hands? We're not going to get much further than this. Let's just make something. Vladimir Putin, number 58, okay? Jack Dorsey, 59, CEO. Ryan Murphy, number 60, producer. Jeffrey Katzenberg and Meg Whitman are what? CEOs, founders. Okay, Jennifer Solke is president of Amazon Studios. Oh boy. Right? On top, we started with Amazon. There's Kirsten Green, CEO, Forerunner Ventures, whatever. 64, Bill McGlashan, represents what? He's a managing partner of something. Priscilla Chan, 65, she's co-founder of Chan Zuckerberg Initiative. Is that his wife? Chan and her husband. Yeah, okay, fine. Number 66, A.G. Sulzberger. Let me have a Sulzberger rare with some cheese and onions. I don't know what he does. What is he? He's the publisher of the New York Times. One guy, he's the publisher. Do you know what a publisher does? You think that he's not, it's a long story. We'll talk about that some other time or maybe never do it. Just like we never did. What was it? Quick, suspended belief. You got to suspend your belief to listen to this show. Tim Sweeney, number 67. Who is he? Epic Games, CEO, Vans Vestberg, CEO, Verizon, Robert F. Smith. Oh, I know that name except for the F. A lot of Robert Smiths out there. Who is this guy? CEO, Vista Equity Partners, 70, Evan Spiegel, CEO, Snap. Now, Spiegel has seen his stock user numbers, and this is Snap. Which, is that Snapchat? I don't know. I gotta find these things out or else I'll never know them. Jimmy Pitaro, 71. What is he? President of ESPN. Okay, that's sports. Dwayne Johnson. We all know him. He was one of the, he was the, he's the Rock. He was the highest. Is he anymore the highest? He was in 2018's second highest paid actor, according to Forbes. Who's Forbes? He's not even on the line. Ava DuVernay, 73. Occupation, producer, director. What did she produce and direct? Queen Sugar. A Wrinkle in Time. James Gorman, 74. That's his number. I'm going to do 74. James Gorman. Occupation, CEO, Morgan Stanley. 75. Adam Newman. That's Newman, like, okay. Who is he? Co-founder, WeWork. See this? I don't even know some of it, right? Amazing. Look at this. 76. Eddie Q. Occupation, Senior Vice President of Apple. 77. Bobby Kotick. K-O-T-I-C-K, CEO, Activism Blizzard. Oh, my. John Landgraf is 78. Occupation, CEO, FX. 79, Travis Kalanick, CEO, City Storage Systems. 80, Whitney Wolf, Heard. Whitney Wolf, Heard. What? She heard what? Here we go. She's like CEO, Bumble. One after another. These are top people. I don't even know these companies. 81, the Podstars. Oh, those guys, I saw them recently. What are they? Occupation, podcasters. 81, podcasters, okay? Stop right there! And I think you know why. These guys are on the list. I will never make this list. Because, well, you figure it out, huh? Pioneers are left in the shade. Our pioneers tumble like the tumbleweed. Flower bomb. It blossoms, blooms, and blows up. I like that one. Flower bomb. It blossoms, blooms, and blows up. All right, they go on. I don't know any of these other names. Stuart Buzzard. This goes on and on and on, and we're done anyway. Let's see who the last. Kylie Jenner, occupation founder of cosmetics. Number 100, okay? So, Bruce Jenner, now Kylie Jenner, thanks to her 100% ownership stake in her in her makeup line, Jenner is now worth $900 million. We close that, and we welcome the end of another Cthulhu Chronicles. We did pretty well. You wouldn't want to spend too much time on that. Let me give you the last bit of what goes on. Craig Leaner has a book you might want to read. Go to Amazon. Frank Cotolo has many books. Go to Amazon. Who else had books there? Karen Wyatt has books. Go to Amazon. She has all sorts of stuff. Go to Amazon. You know, one after another, these people have things that you could buy. Go buy them, and I buy my stuff, and then you know, and we'll move along, and you know, that'll be that. You know. It's Cthulhu Chronicles. Yeah, I can remember. It's Cthulhu Chronicles. He talks and talks and talks and talks until the story's over. Over, it doesn't work. My name is Frank Cthulhu, man. I'm doing the sound job. And I just want to say thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I want to say this before I leave. Flower bomb. It blooms, it blossoms, and it blows up. Maybe they'll send me some perfume if they ever hear about it. Pass the word. Pass all the words. Just stay healthy and stay alive as long as you can, because it all ends way too soon. My name is Frank Cotolo. Man's name adjoins the title of the show. Good night, Mrs. Erstwhile, wherever you may be located. We'll be back one way or another somehow, and you'll be there too. I'll leave you now, though, because that's right. I have nothing more to say. Thank you.
SRN 1.